Welcome to the Dirty Heifers Podcast, soap making, small business, and so much more. Let's get dirty. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Dirty Heifers Podcast. We're thrilled you joined us for our 9th episode. Tonight we're diving into a topic that is absolutely crucial for anyone in the business world: the importance of branding. We'll be talking about logos, packaging, and how creating a cohesive image can elevate your business to the next level. For those of you who don't know, my soap business is called Warm and Fuzzy Soapery. The name comes from my lifelong nickname, Fuzzy, and my goal was to create a brand that gives people the warm, comforting feeling every time they interact with it. Our branding is elegant and upscale. We use black and white as our main colors, clean line drawings, and typewriter fonts for a timeless, luxurious look. And at the heart of it all is our Daisy logo. The Daisy is incredibly meaningful to me because my grandmother would often draw daisies on paper plates whenever we visited. It's a little nod to family, love, and connection, which is the core of our brand. So, Jesse, you're known for your distinctive Mississippi accent and your down-to-earth demeanor, the way you showcase soap making, and I think that this approach has attracted customers from all around the United States and internationally. Can you share with us how you came up with your logo and how it represents your brand?
Yeah, well, my logo has recently changed, and I think my most recent logo is a better depiction of me and my business. But to start off with, I've never been a super technology-driven person. I'm more of a, you know, if I can make it with my hands, I can, you know, fit something with your hands, I can make it. But, so to start off with, I mean, my logo was basic, I'm basic. It was just Country Lather in Special Elite font and Soapworks in Caveat. And there was no images, no nothing. It was just basic. And it worked for a long time. But recently, in the past year, Squirrel! There it went. But because I'm wanting to take my business in some different directions, I said, well, we need to embellish on the logo and the branding on the business a little bit. So where I live, it's kind of like a blurred line. I'm right there on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, but I'm also bordering what's called the Pine Belt. Okay? The pine and timber industry is huge where I live. You know, probably out of every 10 men, working men down here, half of them work in the timber industry. They either work at a sawmill, they work at some sort of mill, or they work in logging, or they work on logging equipment. It's something to do with the timber industry. It's a big thing where I live. And, of course, my husband is a third-generation logger. His grandfather, when he moved here, he was cross-cutting cypress, you know, with an old cross-cut saw. That's what he done for a living. And then, you know, his son was a logger, and now my husband is a logger. So the timber industry has been a huge part of my family's life. And so, like you said, kind of as a nod to our family, I put a line of pine timber right above my actual business name. And it's just very clean. It's the timber, a great part of the country runs off of the timber industry. And I'm Country Lather Soap Works, and nothing says country more than the woods, which is where timber grows. So that's how I come up with mine.
Love it. I love that. So, Shauna, or Dr. Shauna. Shauna Bomer is the co-founder of Bawana Bath & Body, a family-run business specializing in handcrafted luxury and bath and body products. As an anesthesiologist by profession, Dr. Bomer combines her medical background with her passion for crafting to create high-quality artisanal skincare items. The company emphasizes the use of premium ingredients in their small batch production. How do you think that that helps your brand's story?
The ChatGTP version?
Both. Give me your ChatGPT version. Give me your, like, what is... I mean, I'm sure the fact that you're an anesthesiologist, the fact that you're a doctor, the fact that you're, you know, you're not doing this because you need to make a buck, you know, you're doing this out of a passion. You have some kind of a passion for it. And how does being a doctor, did that affect your branding in any way?
Yeah. So originally, when we were trying to figure out a name for the business, we were actually talking about being Dr. B's. Because my husband wanted to throw in there the whole medical aspect of things, and my last name starts with a B. And then, of course, I was like, oh, I need to put little B's on everything. But then he said, he looked it up, and there were two or three other businesses. They weren't soap-making businesses, but there were two or three other businesses that were Dr. B's. And he said he was trying to find something that would...
unique.
Right, it would be unique. So when you Googled it, you didn't find several other businesses that you had to sort through.
Right.
And that's his whole personality to a T anyway. So we were really struggling to come up with a name. Well, I have three older brothers, and growing up, you right over there, Jesse?
Fleas is crawling. Not really, just I've got an itch on my back. Maybe I need to wash it.
Anyway.
Before you go into that, you were just saying that, you know, that's a really big important part of branding. Like when you're coming up with everything in the beginning, for him to think ahead and say, I don't want to name my business something that if I type it into Google, there's going to be competition.
Exactly.
You know, so to be unique, that was really kind of thoughtful. Go ahead. You have brothers?
I had three older brothers, and when I was really little, they called me Shauna Bolano. And I was using that as my Instagram handle for my personal Instagram. And he came out one evening and he was like, what about Bolano Bath and Body? And I was like, eh? I thought he was joking at first. I was like, huh? And then we started talking about it. And he's like, well, think about it. It's unique. It's very personal to you. And so that it has meaning. It's not just like some random words you throw together, like luxury spa or whatever. And, it's kind of an amalgamation because his name is Brad and my name is Shauna. So you could kind of say, putting it together, Brad and Shauna, Bawana maybe. I don't know.
Be Brawana?
I was thinking the same thing.
That doesn't sound quite as good. But
That doesn't roll off the tongue like
not as easily.
Bawana comes off. So people often ask, like, where did Bawana come from? And it's from my childhood nickname, Shauna Bawana. So whenever we actually recently did a fundraiser and a lot of the guys from one of his forums were ordering things that fight scrub soap, he's like, you should sign your order Shauna Bolano. So I started actually doing that. I was like, is that too cheesy? And he's like, no, it's great. So that's how we came up with the name Bolanius.
And what about the rest? What about your logo?
We actually went the route. So you talk about my husband looking ahead. We actually went the route of professional branding. And that was, he was like, he was very big on, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it like professionally from the start. So we went with a marketing company to work on our branding and to build our custom website. So I started out with a Shopify website for like the first year or so of our business, while this other site was being built, which, by the way, going from one website to another is a little bit jarring. You have to relearn everything. But we went with a marketing company who did this. And so they came up with the logo and the whole idea, like you said, it was luxury, right? We're trying to be like a high end kind of brand and give that feel. So the logo had to reflect that. So he went back and forth in several options for like the font and everything, and then the styling of it. If I could find one here. I don't know if I can hold this up. If you see the little symbol above Bolano, I don't know if that shows up on your end.
It will when I think.
Right. It's really small, but the leaves actually are inspired by the leaves of an olive tree. And then the little dots in the middle are the olives coming out.
Okay.
It was because, you know, in the very beginning, I was using a lot of olive oil and such. So that's, you know, everything had intention to it. Also, whenever you go with professional branding, they do the logo. They give you guidelines on it. So our guidelines are that it has to be in black or white. You can't do the logo in different colors. Don't do shadowing on it. Don't do like wavy on it. You know, you don't mess with the logo. Like, you leave the logo.
Well, a lot of that, I think it comes when it comes to time to printing later
yes.
on and uh-huh. t-shirt design and
right.
things like that. So I have a single color design, and I know that if I'm going to go print out, you know, get my t-shirts done, it's going to be a lot more economical and easier and quicker to do because it's just one color.
Unlike this, it was just two.
Right.
So they gave you guidelines on that. They, used all the, on the website, they used all that patterns. We purchased fonts for like actual commercial use for fonts, which is something to consider. Like, once you start getting packaging and everything made, like as you go along,
mm-hmm.
You want to make sure you have commercial, the permission to use your stuff commercially. And then we even have a color scheme. So we went through several different color schemes, and they give us, and our branding package actually has a picture of each color, what the hex number of that color is, what the color's called. I think it may even have the Pantone number for it. So it's actually very specific and gives you great guidelines for going forward. And then we're able to, when we go to do t-shirts, or like we have boxes coming up, soap boxes, we send those companies that branding package. So this, and that's actually really handy.
Yeah, that's very helpful.
Yeah.
So
it's not cheap though.
But when you think about it, your branding, it has to be consistent. So you're just talking about your website and how, you know, you went from one website to another, but branding, it has to be consistent because your first impressions matter. You know, your website is the first interaction that a potential customer is going to have with your brand. And you want them to see who you are instantly. You don't want someone to think about, you know, like, oh, I think this might be, and then they get to your website and it has nothing on brand. You know, if your colors are different, or you don't have your logo,
right.
or your fonts look all different, that can be very confusing for a customer, and you don't want that, you know?
Right. I even picked the packaging that I use now. The paper that I use and the crinkle paper that I use is based on mm-hmm. our colors, our brand
right.
colors. Also, I forgot that they also created a seal. So we have a logo and a seal. So it's like a round logo, kind of, basically.
Okay.
So if you've seen my stickers that I sent you guys, that's the seal.
Right. Oh, okay. Yes.
It's actually really interesting. It took a long time because my husband is very particular.
Right.
But I'm okay with it.
But branding, it helps a lot. You know, it
yes.
helps. All of those different things help cohesion. They help recognition. They help the user experience in the end. You know, they help build an emotional connection. Right. So the imagery, the tone of voice, and the design of your site should all align with your brand's identity. For example, for Warm and Fuzzy Soapery, we're emphasizing family, comfort, and simplicity, and how that could translate by using warm visuals, stories about the Daisy logo, and we have a blog on our website. I don't know if you guys have blogs on your website as well.
I do, but I haven't used it.
I have a few. I don't use it nearly as much as I should. But, you know, the blog on my website all has to do with our brand. You know, so one of the first blogs that I wrote before I even started doing soap was some of the crafting things that I was doing at home. And just for the beginning, I put those up on our website. And after a while, John was like, you know, that has nothing to do with soap or our business or anything. So I took them down.
Yeah. And I, you know, I do a lot of other crafts too. I think we talked at the beginning of Jesse, seriously.
Sorry.
Did you get in a little poison ivy or something today?
Oh, I ain't been in the woods, but something.
Ants in your pants?
Itching my back now.
But we talked at the beginning about, you know, part of how I ended up here is that my mom loved making. She loved crafting, and she imbued that on me. And so,
right.
several hobbies. I knit, I sew, I crochet, I bake, I do all kinds of things. And I have considered in times past putting that on my social media. And then I'm like, I guess you could say that is a view into who I am. I do want that connection with people, but at the same time, is it related to the business or not? I don't know.
No, think about it. That's who you are. And a professional branded website that it gives people trust. It gives your website credibility. You know, if you have a consistent logo across all of your pages, you have a polished design, a secure shopping experience. And, you know, the stories that you tell, a well-branded website, it keeps visitors engaged. It keeps them, encourages them to return, whether it's through storytelling, like what you're saying, you know, with your mom, and consistent visuals or clean designs, or it's just branding helps create a memorable experience. And that sticks with your audience and makes them want to come back.
One, tangentially related, talking about the websites, one of the other things
Tangentially related.
What does that mean?
Gosh, Jesse.
I had never heard that before.
It's a calculus term, isn't it?
Tangents would be calculated.
Yeah. Have you ever heard gone off?
And I'm gonna go by just contextual clues. I would say tangentially. What was the other? I'm gonna say it means, you know,
tangentially
like,
related,
kind of like an aside, like.
Related, not on topic, but sort of related.
Sort of little by kind of.
When we were,
I think it'd been just as easy to say in relation to it.
Says the woman who said somebody crawfished earlier.
Hey, that makes sense to every Southern listener that's listening to this right now. If you crawfishing, you about trying to back your way out of it.
She's a doctor. A doctor.
How many crawfish y'all got in Tennessee?
Exactly. So not the whole South doesn't have crawfish.
Well,
just because you're in, like, basically in the water. Swampland down there. I'm going to start calling you the swamp heifer.
Hey, look. Legit. When we have heavy rains.
Yeah.
We'll have crawfish hotels that come up in the yard.
Well, I thought you were going to say you put on your nipples.
So can you catch crawfish in your own yard,
mm-hmm,
and eat them?
You could, but I don't like crawfish.
Well, you don't like
them. She doesn't like shrimp either, or watermelon, or half of
I don't like shrimp either.
Yeah.
Shrimp is like rubbery.
Yes.
You're cooking it too long. Anyway.
Squirrel.
So when we were building the website,
went off on a tangent. I'm all smartificated. Education.
When we were building our website, one of the things Brad was very specific on. So he did the whole website building. I run the website now, but he did the whole building thing. It was having a dynamic website, as in when you go to my website, there's a scroll that shows different, you know, products, and there's like at the very bottom the seal spins around and such, and the movement on the website keeps people engaged.
Right.
So something to consider when you're building, if you
right
how to do it. I can't figure out how to do it, but they did.
It's all I can do to adjust my inventory on my website.
Seriously, sometimes that's
honestly,
I learned HTML back in the 90s, and I'm like, I don't know, you guys figure that crap out.
So let me ask you this. If you had somebody build your website for you, do you have them
maintain?
Adjust your inventory and stuff?
No, I do that myself. But originally we did have them running the site, so the idea was they're supposed to make sure all the plugins were updated, make sure it wasn't buggy, fix anything that came up. At the time, I don't know how they are now, but at the time, the company was not very good at that portion of things. Mm-hmm. So we went to a different company. That's something else to think of if you have people doing that kind of thing for you. Not all companies are good at it, and you get what you pay for in the end. So my husband found two or three different companies that did it inexpensively, but it seems like they actually outsourced doing that somewhere else, and it wasn't happening. And eventually we ended up with a company that was expensive, but they audited the entire page and found out that there were like things were going 15 steps when it should be one.
Okay.
And the site was just really slow and buggy and bogged down. And so they fixed all that and OutRun's a lot smoother. So yeah, you get what you pay for sometimes. Mm-hmm. Now with Shopify, that is really simple to run. But this is, you know, Margaret and I are in WooCommerce, and that's not quite as simple, but it is infinitely more customizable.
Customizable, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So Shopify you can customize to a point, but then you hit a wall at some point. WooCommerce, you can customize to infinity, but it gets harder and harder to maintain when you do that.
It can, and then sometimes, you know, your plugins don't interact with each other right. nicely, and, you know, if a lot of the stuff that you have to do, you got to pay for more plugins or, you know.
And then, you know, sometimes you pay for a plugin and it doesn't do what you wanted it to do. And you have to find one.
Here's something that I was trying to figure out today. This is just, I'll go off on a tangent myself. I was checking out the website statistics today and I had installed, did you have Jetpack on yours?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. So I have Jetpack on it, and I know that I was told that Jetpack can slow your website down, and I wasn't really sure of all the things that Jetpack does, but I do know that you need it to run other plugins, so I had it. And I didn't realize that it does, like, insights on your website, like how many viewers and visitors and how many pages they've been on, and I use the free version, so I don't have any of access to any of that information anyway, but I got another plugin called Monster Insights because I'm like, how many people are visiting my site a day? What pages are they focused? I wanted to know that information. Uh-huh. And I have both of those plugins, right? And then I realized today that Jetpack gives me that information as well as Monster Insight, but they're not giving me the same information.
They're analyzing differently.
They're analyzing, like Jetpack is telling me I had 89 visitors today. And I mean, Monster Insight said I had 89 visitors today, but Jetpack told me I had 125. That's something very basic. Like, how is that not lining up?
Now, I wonder if like Jetpack is counting people twice, like if they leave and come back, and maybe Monster.
Well, it's Jetpack has it broken down to visitors, unique visitors, and then it has it broken down like that. So I'm like, none of the numbers matched on either of the sites. Yeah. So that's, I mean, the plugins. That's frustrating.
I can't explain it to you. I'm sorry.
No, you can't.
Well, I sure can't because y'all just went over my head.
You said Jetpack and Jesse's thinking like those things they put in the water that shoot.
Or maybe the Jetpack. Remember the Jetsons? We thought, but by now, didn't you think that we'd have flying cars? Am I wrong?
I thought that we'd have a lot of things by now.
Yeah.
But how funny is it that there's certain things that we do have, like video conferencing. Remember how he's always talking to his boss on the TV?
Oh, yes, that's
true.
We
have that now. Video phones.
We do.
We carry computers in our pockets. I remember growing up doing road trips and thinking, man, this would be so much better if I could watch a movie while I was on the road. Now you can.
Show can.
I'm stuck in the middle of nowhere. I wish I could call my mom to come get me. Now you can.
Yeah. Think about how much different it is now than when it was when we was kids.
It's a lot different.
Ooh, Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
But we also didn't have social media, so all the stupid stuff we did didn't get posted out there.
Sure didn't.
My mother just posted on Facebook the other day, I just want to let you know, in 1971, I fell off my bike and skinned my knee. I'm telling you now because there was no social media then. I'm like, okay, Mom, thank you. Thanks for that.
1971. I wasn't even a twinkle in my mom's eye.
My response was, so you were riding bicycles while you're pregnant with me? I don't understand that. What?
Whoa. I mean, there's worse things to do, so there you go.
Yeah, okay. So here's my take on the importance of branding. Branding is not just about making things look pretty. It's about creating an emotional connection with your customers. For me, the Daisy logo and the warm and fuzzy name are deeply personal. And I think customers can feel the sincerity, right? It's not just soap. It's a product that's been made with care, rooted in family, and designed to bring joy. I also think that branding creates trust. When a customer sees cohesive colors, clean packaging, a professional logo, they're more likely to believe in the quality of what you're selling. And that's why we took so much time designing on our packaging. So think about this. When we were just deciding packaging, we were trying to figure out if we wanted to do cigar bands, boxes, or paper wraps before we landed on our custom stamped paper, right? So we have the stamps that we stamp on our paper, and it fits our aesthetic, and it emphasizes the simplicity and the quality of our ingredients. Every element of your branding needs to tell your story and reinforce your values. But here's something that really is, this part is really important, okay? Branding is not static, right? Jessie told you, it grows, it evolves alongside your business. So Jessie changed her logo, right? And we at Warm and Fuzzy Soapery, we've updated our logo a few times, and we've changed the fonts on our packaging to better reflect where we are now as a brand. It's a natural part of growth, right? Your branding should adapt as you learn more about your audience and you refine your vision. This happens with some of the biggest brands in the world. Think about Starbucks. Their logo has undergone several changes since the company started in the 70s. They simplified it over time. They dropped the text. They focus on the iconic mermaid image. Apple, that's another great example. They've gone from a highly detailed, almost industrial-looking logo to the sleek, minimalist design that we see today. And these changes reflect their evolution, and they help them stay relevant while staying true to their core identity. So if you're a small business owner, don't feel pressured to get everything perfect right away. Focus on what feels authentic to you. But know that it's okay and even necessary to tweak things as your business grows. And all three of us did things differently. You know, Jessie and I did very similar. But like Jessie and I went with like, let's come up with it ourselves. And, you know, we changed it over time. Whereas Shauna said, you know, I just want to, let's hand this over to a professional team. So we started our logo used to look like this. This was like half the daisy that my grandmother would draw on a plate. Right, with just the name and the font that we had. And we've changed the font since then to, well, that was backwards. I see if you probably see it better that way. Not really. But then we've grown to this one. But we've had all different ones. And then also we have our tagline. Mine is life is short, use the good soap. Yours is wash the stink off. Air day. And Sean, do you have a logo? Or do we need to think of one? A tagline?
We have two.
Yes, you do. Luxury. So,
handmade luxury every day.
Every day.
And then sometimes it's also your prescription for self-care.
Oh, I like that too. Are you kidding me? Handmade luxury every day. Nobody else can give out a prescription but the doctor. You got to lean into that. That's your brand right there.
So this one actually says handmade luxury every day, but the other t-shirt design my husband handmade says your prescription for self-care. The one that Rachel stole from you.
I like that one.
And I wanted to point out, you know, Shauna, you was talking about your logo and your business, how it reflects, you know, your chosen profession, which is as a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I get, knowing what I know about you, if I was just looking at your logo, it gives barbershop vibes.
Yes.
Like old barbershop vibes.
Yes.
Well, back in the old, old, old days, the barbers actually performed surgery.
Right.
So did you... So let me ask you this. Did you realize that?
I knew... Well, hello. Here we go again, guys. I did not realize it gave a barbershop feel, but it does have that kind of typeset. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like old timey typeset, but modernized in a way. And that was definitely a feel we were going for. I mean, if you look on this apothecary hoodie, I mean, hello,
right?
It looks great. Yeah. We weren't going for barbershop, but that was the aesthetic we were going for. I did know about barbers and being the surgeons originally, so.
But how apropos that's something that you picked and it goes so well with your brand.
Yeah.
You didn't even know it.
You know, my husband was very particular when he went through. He's the more particular one of the two.
I wonder if he realized it.
We definitely were going for like kind of an apothecary feel.
Yes.
So. And it fits. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, you were talking about things changing, and I have definitely changed. Like I said in the beginning, we actually purchased commercial licenses for fonts. There's one called Hanley Pro that went along with the whole like old timey apothecary feel. And just over time, it doesn't feel right for our brand. So I have the commercial license to use it, but we've been changing fonts over time. And like Playfair is one I use a lot that also has kind of like that old timey feel to it. But also looks modern, and it just keeps evolving. And so I agree with that. Also, my packaging is about to change. So even though I do have this whole brand kit, little element
right.
time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, any company that's been around for years, their logo doesn't just stay the same. Look at the Coca-Cola company. I mean, their logo, it may not have changed much, but it's gonna a logo and branding, it's gotta evolve just like the customers and their customer base evolves.
Yeah.
It's gotta change over time or you get left behind.
Right.
You gotta learn to evolve and change with your customer base and how things progress.
So on the one hand, you wanna keep everything the same because people are attracted to familiarity.
You gotta keep that same feel.
Right.
But you got to clean it up and evolve it to your present day customer base.
Yeah. Right. If you make too extreme of a change, I think it's jolting the people.
The foundation's got to stay the same.
Right. Exactly.
It's like with me, unless things just drastically change in the future, I will probably always have a pine tree of some sort in my branding because it's that everything around here is centered around the timber industry.
Right.
You know, and you gotta stay true to you.
Yeah, on mine, the leaves, that little leaf symbol with olives, that's probably always going to be the main part of our...
The stylization may change of it.
Right.
Stylization.
Right.
I'm smartificated.
Exactly. It's smartificated and edumacated.
Edumacation.
She's stylizationed.
Stylized.
This has been your vocabulary lesson with Jesse.
I know. I done got all smartificated on this episode.
Yeah. All smartification.
All smartificated. Done learned some stuff.
And you learned tangential.
Y'all learned me something.
Do you remember the word? I just said it.
Tangimanized.
Yikes. you're just trying to make clips now, aren't you?
I know tangent was in it, but I don't remember the end of it.
Tangential.
Tangent. That's like trying to say
entrepreneur.
There's just some words, if I say them, they don't come out right. They just don't.
It's all right. Nobody can say rural, so we got that going.
Rural. I can say that. Rural.
Sounds like you're trying to start your chainsaw. Rural.
But that's part of your brand. The country, the accent, the humor behind it.
And there's absolutely no put on to it. I've had so many people say, oh, that's put on. Ladies, is it put on?
No,
it's constant.
It's never ending.
It's not. But I love it. You know what? That is what attracted me to you at first. Like that, the hey, tickety talk. The hearing, the accent. I'm a lover of all accents. The accents and the charm and the storytelling, all part of your brand, is what sucked me into those TikTok videos. And I'm like, I got to tell this girl she's doing a good job. I got to get to know her.
One little One little nice thing you did, and now look, you're stuck.
I'm okay with that.
No good deed.
No good deed goes unpunished.
Right. I'm okay with that, though.
You had no clue what you was getting into.
No.
But all speaking right, so of like, it's not a put-on, uh-huh. We spent how many days together in a hotel room at the conference?
Mm. Four.
It was not a put-on.
No.
You are awfully slow at putting a seatbelt on, though. I can tell you that. Margaret, do you remember that?
I don't think I rode in the car with you guys.
You did at one point. Whenever there was more of us, we couldn't. But there was one time I'm pretty sure you were in the car with me. The first time we were going. And I started back.
Yes.
And Jesse wasn't buckled in yet. So I kept slamming on the brakes. I slammed on the brakes like four times and you were still trying to buckle in.
I'm trying to put the freaking seatbelt on. But every time I go to pull the seatbelt, she hits the brakes, and I'm like,
I wasn't even doing it that quickly. I would roll, slam.
Boom.
I have really good brakes.
Yeah, she brake check. She's got this big car. It's got three rows of seating in it, and of course they stick me in the back.
Cause you were the shortest one.
Like the back, and I crawl back here. And I don't, look, if I go to town, I put my seatbelt on. I'm in town up there, so I didn't think about it. So I just crawl back there, and I'm sitting in the seat. And all of a sudden, I go, clunk.
No, I said, is everybody buckled in? You go, oh, wait, hold on.
Yeah,
then I started messing with you.
Yeah, she tried to beat me to death back there. Abused.
All right, so look. Let's finish this up.
Okay. Do you need some warm tea for your vocal cords? A little tea with lemon?
All day. Yes. So branding is the bridge between your business and your customers. It's what makes them remember you and keep them coming back. So for those of you listening, take the time to create a brand that feels authentic to you and resonates with your audience. Thanks for joining us for this episode of The Dirty Heifers. Make sure to follow us on social media and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Until next time, stay inspired and stay dirty, heifers.